The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games. All right. Now, I'm going to talk about a game that I think most everyone else has played. It's actually most everyone else in the world has played. It is a game that I've been wanting to pick up because I've been on a let's find good co-op games to play. And it's the board game Pandemic. And it's put out by Z-Man Games. It was designed by Matt Leacock. Essentially, in this game, it's in the base set, it's 2 to 4 players, and you're all playing, it's a co-op game, and you're all playing teams of teams basically of the CDC, and you're trying to stop 4 diseases from spreading from basically outbreaking across the world. The point of the game is to come up with 4 cures during the game, and there's the red disease, there's red, yellow, blue, and black disease, I think is what it is. They don't name them or anything like that. It's just they keep it fairly simple. And each character takes up a certain role that's determined at random by drawing a card. So, like, say you could have the researcher, or you can have the operations specialist. And each role has a special ability that sort of bends the rules just for that character, which is very handy. And everyone has to really think about how to work together. It's one of those really rare, especially co-op games, where the more players you have, actually, the more difficult the game gets. I think we've played it 3 or 4 times now, and we haven't beat it once.
Five
times? Yeah, we haven't beat it once. We've come darn close, within one move,
and then the
last outbreak. Basically, the only way to win the game is to find four cures. To find a cure, you have to get 5 cards, unless you're the scientist, which you only have to get 4 cards, of the same color. You have to get to a research station and discard them to find the cure. This is accomplished by drawing, and also you can have people give you cards. But the thing is, each card has a city on it, so it's like Cairo or Kazakhstan
or every city.
But in order to get that card, unless you're the researcher, you have to actually go to that city to get the card from that player. Oh, you have to meet there.
Yeah, you have to.
So it's like you have the Cairo card. You have to go meet in Cairo to get that card.
Oh god!
And so there's a lot of strategy involved. And at the end of each player's turn, they take the role of the infector. So wherever the infection track is at, they draw that many infection cards. And when they draw that the first card, they put one of the infection cubes on that. If there are 3 there, that city outbreaks, which means you put one cube of that color in each adjacent city. If there's already 3 in that city,
it
chain reactions and it outbreaks. And so once there have been 8 outbreaks, you lose. You cannot win. If you ever run out of a color of cube during the game, you lose. You can go treat diseases. Like, the medic can go treat all the diseases in the city and get rid of them all. Otherwise, you go there and you remove 1 cube from that city. And it's a really intricate game. It's one of those games that sounds really difficult, but once you sit down and play it actually makes a lot of sense. I think it's a lot of fun. It's got a very simple mechanic to it, and there's no dice involved. It's just you have the turn goes is you have four actions, and you can do any of these basic actions that you have at your disposal, which is like move, book a flight, that sort of thing, and that depends on what cards you have in your hand. And so you have to really think about it, and you really want to try to keep things under control, but you have to be really getting those getting the cures. Thing is, though, depending on what you get, because in your deck, in the player deck, there are, depending on how many people are playing, there are epidemic cards. And when you make when you draw an epidemic card, it's played. You have to play it immediately, and you do what it says. And you basically, a city just got a heck. Sure. A heck, no, it's just got 3 cubes dumped in it, and that can make it Outbreak, which can just, and then right after you do that, you have to do the infection turn because it's the end, it's your during your draw phase.
Oh, no.
So it can get really tense. It can get really, okay, we really have to think about where we want to go. And it is, you'd think that with more players it becomes easier. It doesn't. With four, we played it with five people, and it's a game designed for 2 to 4, but it actually worked fairly well with mm-hmm. the five. It was really interesting, and I want to get the expansion for it that's called On the Brink, which adds actual rules for a fifth player and actually a competitive nature to it. It actually adds a bioterrorist option where one person can be the bioterrorist trying to spread disease.
Adds a
fifth disease that acts differently from the others. It adds different scenarios you can play, like a mutation scenario where a disease will mutate. And it's one of those things where you probably wouldn't pick this up just seeing it on the shelf.
It's in the box.
I heard enough about it that I wanted to check it out, and that it was a great co-op game, one of the best out there. And it really is. It's you could play it in about 45 minutes to an hour. And when Beth and I got it, we basically played it, and they were like, "All right, let's play again." And then we played it again, And it's one of those where you just want to keep playing it, and even though you've lost. You come close enough. You're like, okay, we can do it next time. But even if you're losing, it doesn't matter. You're still having a good time. So it's a really good game. It's actually really reasonably priced too. It's like $40. You can get it off Amazon cheaper, but
support
your local game store. It's $39.99, and the expansion is $34.99, something like that. And it only has one expansion, which is another nice thing. So it's like, you can get that, and if you really like it, get the expansion, and that's it. You're done. You don't have to go buy another 38 different expansions for it.
One expansion so far.
One expansion so far in that it was...
released a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
The core game was released in 2008. The expansion was in 2009, and there's been nothing since.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like the game's a failure. It's been reprinted numerous times. It's won several awards. And it's just a good game. I'm looking at more at these co-op games that because I find those a lot more entertaining. As far as sitting around and playing with that's why we're such big fans of Sentinels of the Multiverse,
which
we'll be getting to here in a minute. But Pandemic is definitely a good addition to my game library. I want to get the expansion for it at some point, and I highly recommend it to our wonderful listeners out there. So it's a good one.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.